Hello, hello, Tilda Radio. This is DJ Guapofu bringing you the 130th live episode of the Copacetic Music Hour here on Tilda Radio, broadcasting as usual from North Potomac, Maryland, in the northwestern suburbs of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, the National Capital Region. We're listening to Cayetana, a live performance from our headliner of the night, New Yorican band leader and salsa arranger, Charlie Palmieri. I'm going to join the web chat in a moment, welcome all our listeners, and I'll give some background on Charlie here in a little bit. Welcome, welcome, Sonomo in the chat. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you. back in just a moment. Our next track is Charlie's Jam. I'd like to welcome Mark Kornick, tuning in from Reston, Virginia, across the Potomac over in the other side of the DMV, and Chris Scovel, tuning in from Flint Hill, Virginia, Rappahannock County, in the greater DMV, greater Washington, as the Urban Development and Urbanism blog is called in our area. You'll notice these tracks are quite long. I think they're only something like 12 or 13 that I have queued up. But I think there's time after the episode. I do like encore presentations. You like encore presentations. Everybody likes encore presentations. So I may add in a few more tracks after that.
We'll be right back.
I also welcome Christy O'Twisty from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Oh, this is really great stuff. It's like I'm hearing many different Cuban jazz standards, standard melodies mixed together. Let me finally get on that. Good evening to you too, Christy O'Twisty. Let me finally get on that and give some background about our headliner, our Bronx buddy boy, Charlie. I agree, Merc. I'm very, very much looking forward to this weekend. Okay, so this first fact's interesting. Charlie Palmieri was born November 21st, 1927 in the South Bronx in New York City. And he passed away September 12th, 1988, where other than also the South Bronx. Carlos Manuel Charlie Palmieri. He was known as, I think, El Gigante de Teclado. Or the, de los Teclados, I'm not sure. Giant of the keyboards. His parents had moved to New York City from Ponce, Puerto Rico in 1926. And as I just told you, the year after Palmieri was born. He taught himself to play piano by ear. That's pretty impressive. And while he attended public schools, at age 7, his father enrolled him at Juilliard, where he took piano lessons. By the time he was 14, he and his 5-year-old brother, Eddie, who will feature next week, participated in many talent contests, often winning prizes. This is El Pan Sobao. His godfather at this time, when he's a teenager, introduced him to music of Latin big bands, which inspired him to become a musician. This would have been in the early 40s. In 1943, at just 16 years old and just, you know, a little high school student, he made his professional debut playing piano for the Osario Selassie band. He graduated high school in 1946 and made his recording debut with the song Se Va La Rumba as part of Rafael Muniz's band. A person kind of famous, or famous, maybe you've heard of him, Tito Puente, in October 1947, as musical director of the Fernando Alvarez band, was so impressed with Palmieri they hired him to play for that band at the Copacabana Club. So, that said, he played with Puente until 1953 and then played with different bands throughout the 50s. He was part of the charanga and pachanga trends of the 50s and 60s, as well as the boogaloo trend, which I talked about in past episodes. While he had worked for a few years in Chicago, he returned to New York City and created a band called Charanga La Dubonnet. He heard a famous Dominican who I featured in the not-so-recent past, Johnny Pacheco, playing flute, which impressed him so much that he hired him on the spot. The combination of flute and then violin string sounds in Palmieri's band led to the charanga craze. How interesting. I didn't realize Palmieri was the pioneer of this. I thought it was, you know, a Cuban tradition. I guess he probably maybe popularized it. He recorded a number of hits on the United Artists record label. And then, after a bunch of setbacks, the band falling apart, he eventually signed with Allegri Records label, which I think became, I wouldn't be surprised if it got merged into the Fania machine. And it was on the Allegri Records label that he had his two best-selling hits, Como Bailan La Pachanga and La Pachanga Se Baila Así. When charanga declined, boogaloo grew in popularity. And so Palmieri would switch the flute and the violin with 3 trumpets and 2 trombones. He had a number of hits in the mid to late 60s. Then in the 70s, Palmieri worked as the musical director for Tito Puente's TV show, El Mundo de Tito Puente, and taught about land music and culture at various institutions, I guess, in New York City. Ooh, melodica. I don't know if anyone's played melodica. I have. He included melodica on his recording The Heavyweight in 1978 to provide organ-playing talents to Eddie Palmieri's recordings. Let's see. And he's famous, you know, for collaborating with a lot of other great land artists. Celia Cruz, Tito Puente, I had mentioned. Ismael Rivera, Rafael Cortijo, Ismael Quintana, Bobby Capó, Mongo Santa Maria, Cal Jader, and Ray Barreto. He moved back to Puerto Rico in 1980, but would return to New York for business, but very sadly had a heart attack and stroke in the early 80s. He was able to recover and return to the music world. He gave private piano lessons. That would be interesting. Imagine having this guy as your piano teacher. And he gave these piano lessons at Schuylerville Music Center in the Throgs Neck section of the Bronx, and was featured in the movie Salsa in 1988. He had another heart attack September 12, 1988, and it was after that where he passed away at Jacoby Hospital in the Bronx. But anyway, with that background, let's continue listening to the rest of El Pan Sobao and a Cuban classic, Bruca Maniwa, our next track here. With that, I'll loop myself back into the chat. Oh, welcome, Gemlog. Yes, I like Mark Cornick spelling here. Yes, they were pretty cheap. I had some Suzuki ones. More Japanese metal and plastic stuff. That's pretty cool. As Chris Scoville and I would agree. If I didn't mention earlier, welcome to Gemlog from Terrace, British Columbia, Canada. We have 2 British Columbians here. It's a conspiracy, as Christy O'Twisty would say. Welcome to Kuja. Happy you got to tune in. A ti te gusta el pan de agua, pero a mí me gusta el pan sobao. Panadero, yo quiero mi pan sobao. Panadero, ni pan viejo ni pan salao, yo quiero mi pan sobao. Panadero, yo quiero mi pan sobao. Panadero, si tú quieres 7 cantos de pan, 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 pan. Thank you.
pelo negro que lo trata y tiene un chita más tostado.
Happy birthday, Gemlog. Feliz cumpleaños. You chose a good day to have a birthday. To celebrate with some salt, classic salsa here. I like how raw this recording is. Raw carrots, raw recordings. Raw skin after a crash. I believe, I wonder if this is, you know, a garachero or probably not, but anyway, my point was if this is from the east of Cuba. I know there are garacheros who play garacha music who moved to Puerto Rico from Cuba, and that's, you know, one of the many connections between Cuban and Puerto Rican music. Of course, you know, Cuba is known for son and Puerto Rico for bomba, two very different musical forms. Standard methods of composition.
Mimi, fuerza. Ya tuve campeón lo que te está pasando. 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 Thank you.
Another raw, uncut performance of Avenida Four. What would that be? Oh, dang. Oh, 483 or something? Oh, I'll find out how I'm wrong soon enough. Guanabo, Puerto Rico. Next track is Bronx Pachanga, USA.
cuatro, y seis, seis, seis. Thank you.
Palmieri con su orquesta Duone. Han sacado un nuevo baile de bronce en la USA y lo toca Palmieri con su orquesta Duone.
Quick, this is Que Se Vaya. Thank you. My gosh, where does time go when you're having fun? We're already 46 minutes in. Our next tracks are Muñeca, Ritmo Charanga, Sonda Pachanga, Rumba Rhapsody, and Por Qué Me Engañas.
Thank you.
Cheka, an instrumental here. The next track is Ritmo Charanga. We still got 7.5 minutes in the hour, but I'll play all these tracks. Let's see if there are any other good ones I missed here. I mean, they're all good ones, but if there's anything else I want to add in to listen to after the end of the hour. I know I had Sandstorm in here.
Bailando el ritmo, pachanga, anda. Para que gocen los pollos, pollos. Bailando el ritmo, pachanga, anda.
Han sacado un nuevo ritmo. Sabroso para gozar. Y todos los bailadores pachanga quieren bailar. Yo no sé si fue charanga la que formó la bachata, pero vino la pachanga y a todos puso a gozar. Y a todos los bailadores que les gusta la carana piden todos la pachanga, que es el ritmo para gozar.
Charanga pati, patinoma, pachanga para gozar. Charanga pati, patinoma, pachanga para gozar.
Probably from the early 60s. Son de Pachanga.
Es que es muy suave y caliente. Baila conmigo la pachanga, son de pachanga. Baila conmigo la pachanga, son de pachanga. Baila conmigo la pachanga, son de pachanga. Baila conmigo la pachanga, son de pachanga.
Pachanga.
pachanga. La pachanga.
This extra long track is Rumba Rhapsody, about 9 minutes long here. Tuning in, I'll put the archive up shortly after the end of this episode, and the rerun will be on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. Thanks all for tuning in. I'll have more tracks after the end of the recording.